KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 65. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, July 25th. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Hot day today, high in the mid to upper 90s, and an ozone alert is in effect for today. Fire crews put down a large grass fire east of Amber. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3 bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Firefighters managed to put down a grass fire between Amber and Middleburg yesterday. Four departments called out to what was once known as Giles Ranch about 2:30. Crews had to battle temperatures in the 90s, a brisk wind, and rough terrain. About 60 acres of grassland burned, along with some hay. Grady County Fire Department spokesman Buddy Meyer said a mechanical failure on a swather was to blame. Crews from the Amber, Friend, Naples, and Blanchard fire departments had the fire contained within a couple of hours. Fire danger is increasing across the Sooner State. Meyer said vegetation has been growing with the recent rains, and that's among the reasons why firefighters are being placed on a higher alert.
The rain that we had earlier did cause the vegetation to grow, which obviously makes fuel load greater. And fuel load, low humidity, which we're coming into that time of the year, is conducive to easy fire starts and fire spread when they do get started.
Currently, only two Oklahoma counties have burn bans in effect, the Waurika area in Jefferson County in the southern part of the state, and the Altus area in Jackson County in the southwest. Officials urge individuals in rural areas to delay any burning until weather conditions improve. Also, asking individuals to avoid dragging chains on vehicles, also to use extra care when using charcoal and gas grills, and to make sure campfires are completely out. A new leader for Chickasha's Economic Development Council expected to be named this morning. The EDC board having a special meeting at the Chickasha Chamber of Commerce to announce the new president. The EDC board not wasting any time in finding a new director. Former EDC president Christy Elkins resigned just last month. She now works in economic development with OG&E. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Two people injured, one in critical condition after being thrown out of a pickup that crashed near Marlow. 20-year-old Zachary Thompson of Duncan taken by air ambulance to an Oklahoma City hospital with critical injuries. 19-year-old Barry Grooms of Alabama taken to a Duncan hospital where he was treated and released. The accident happened just after 10 o'clock last night, about 4 miles west of Marlow. The Highway Patrol reports Thompson was driving the pickup when it left the roadway and rolled, ejecting both he and Grooms. Neither were buckled up. Officials say alcohol may have been involved. Continental Resources reporting an active second quarter. Officials announcing a 25% increase in oil production compared to the same period of 2017. The Oklahoma City-based company says it produced nearly 26 billion barrels of oil equivalent during that three-month span, or about 284,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day. Actual daily production, about 157,000 barrels. Continental Chairman and CEO Harold Hamm said officials are expecting a good second half of 2018, mainly with its large Bakken pads in North Dakota and by the Springer, Woodford, and Sycamore assets in what's known as Project Springboard. Good news for area golfers. A Chickasha native to be leasing Cottonwood Creek Golf Course and reopening the course to the public. Max Stewart, who played golf at Chickasha High School, tells Cool News that he signed a one-year lease with owner Jerry Morris. While the course is playable, Stewart said there are some improvements that do need to be made. He is hoping to get everything up and going by next week. Previously, he's worked at Winter Creek Golf and Country Club in Blanchard. He's earned a degree in finance and recently started his own investment firm. Hours have not yet been established for the golf course, but Stewart hopes to eventually be open 7 days a week. Only a few more days remaining for farmers and ranchers to nominate candidates to serve on the local county committees for the farm service agencies in their area. In Grady County, the northern part of the county is where the office is up for election. In Caddo County, the central district. Mark Jackson with the Grady County Farm Service Agency.
The nomination process for this year's election ends next week, August 1st. All nominations must be postmarked or received in a local office by this date. A producer from the election area can nominate themselves.
If an election is needed, it'll be held later this fall. Winners will serve a 3-year term starting in January. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $68.52 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $73.44. Natural gas, $2.73 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,240, and silver, $15.60. Obituaries today include 56-year-old Omega Van of Chickasha. No public services are scheduled. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Obituaries also include 75-year-old Ray Scroggins of Chickasha. No public services scheduled. Arrangements also with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, upper 90s. Also an ozone alert in effect for today. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Now you can find Chickasha's best grocery specials each week and the Ouachita Valley Weekly, delivered each Wednesday to over 15,000 homes in the Chickasha area. The Ouachita Valley Weekly has your grocery sale papers and lots of community information. Plus, you can get local news, obituaries, and more online at ChickashaToday.com. Smart shoppers look for the Ouachita Valley Weekly in the mail each Wednesday and stay up to date anytime with ChickashaToday.com.
In sports, Chickasha volleyball beginning practice this Friday. Players should report at the CHS Sports Arena at 9 a.m. The squad will have about 2 weeks of practice before their season opener on the road at Capitol Hill Wednesday, August 7th. The home opener, August 16th, with Life Christian. The varsity team to play in tournaments at Westmore and El Reno and will host a tournament on September 9th. Checking the All-State baseball games in Tulsa yesterday, it was a tie between Small West and Small East at 4-4, while the Large East beat Large West 6-5. All-State games today, wrestling and girls basketball. For the wrestling, that'll be at Sand Springs on the Small West team, are Zach Williams and Ryan Bracken of Blanchard, Rhett Golowinski and Mason Duke of Tuttle, Noah Overshine of Marlowe, and Jacob Butler and Isaac Garrett of Elgin. And for girls basketball at Oral Roberts University tonight on the Small West team, Haley Swayze of Purcell. On the Large West team, Hayden Freeman of El Reno and Jada Reed of Lawton Ike. Los Angeles Dodger Yasiel Puig began a rehab assignment with the Oklahoma City Dodgers last night, and the Dodgers beat Albuquerque 3-1. Puig went 0-2, but did have a sacrifice fly that tied the game. Five Dodger pitchers combined to throw 8 shutout innings after the Isotopes scored their only run in the first. The teams play again tonight at the Bricktown Ballpark. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab. The website powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center and the Spine Center at SPMC.